And good morning. You are listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio station. And coming up at 9:30, join us for Fight the Empire with host Per Fogring. Today, speaking with investigative journalist, economist, and lawyer James S. Henry about failed state, Greece, or European Union. At 10, Air Cascadia is off. We'll hear flashpoints for an hour with more on Germany and the EU. Also, the U.S. colony of Puerto Rico faces bankruptcy with a whopping $72 billion debt. And our regular weekly broadcast from the Electronic Intifada with Nora Barrows-Friedman. At 11 on Between the Covers, host Jay Thiemeyer speaks with Portland writer Justin Hawking about his book, The Great Floodgates of the Wonder World, winner of the 2015 Oregon Book Award for Creative Nonfiction. And at 11:30 on Black Book Talk, author Stuart K. Robinson challenges us to overcome boundaries that limit possibility in his book, It All Begins with I, The New Rules of Thinking. That's all coming up right after Press Watch with news you're not supposed to know with Teresa Mitchell, and that's next on KBOO.
I'm a loving the old lion, a winner without fail.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the PDX Leo Party, Friday, July 31st, starting at 8 p.m. at Kelly's Olympian. A birthday celebration for all you Portland Leos with special performances from Sleep of Old Dominion and the Chicharrones, Mike Crenshaw, Smoke M2D6, and many more. Again, that's the PDX Leo Party on Friday, July 31st, starting at 8 p.m. at Kelly's Olympian, located at 426 Southwest Washington Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Directory, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New smartphone app available for all iPhones and Droids. For more information, you can visit gaypdx.com.
This is Press Watch, a weekly counter-propaganda and left opinion program here on your people-supported free radio station, KBOO Portland. I'm Teresa Mitchell. Join me for a brief peek behind the video veil of Monopoly media manipulation and an examination of the news you're not supposed to know. Well, in case you've been under a very big rock indeed, yesterday the possession of marijuana became legal in Oregon. That's what that odor is. This was a cause for much celebration, and it is to be hoped that this and other legalization efforts across the nation will lead to further and perhaps eventual progress and the collapse of the clandestine marijuana market. Now it is past time to release all those who languish in prisons and jail for possession of small amounts of marijuana. Arrest for possession has been one of the hallmarks of the Jim Crow drug war, and there can be no further celebration until this gross injustice is undone. Free the marijuana prisoners. Let our people go. Are you listening, Oregon Governor Kate Brown? You could give amnesty. A list could be given to you. Your signature could accompany that list. All it takes is a few flicks of the pen. Oregon Governor Kate Brown, are you listening? Let our people go. Free the marijuana prisoners. And I'd like to know what your opinion is on drug amnesty. The number to call, 503-231-8187. This is Press Watch. I'm Teresa Mitchell. Who's burning churches? As if there was no history. Come on, I don't even need to answer that, but I will. It's SWEARS. SWEARS are burning churches. That's an acronym. S-W-E-A-R. Southern white evangelical A racists. And you have to guess what the A stands for. Otherwise, the FNCC will get me. Various news agencies are reporting a new Ebola outbreak near the international airport in Liberia. The Nidelwine area was put under quarantine earlier this week after a corpse tested positive for Ebola and another case was reported shortly thereafter. Ebola persists with about 20 cases in Guinea and Sierra Leone, although most of the outbreak seems to have been eradicated by an international effort. Since Ebola erupted in West Africa, there have been 27,000 and change reported cases, and about 11,000 people have died. The new cases are puzzling, since they are not geographically linked to the prior outbreaks. And I report that because I think that due to climate change, and of course I'm not the person who thinks this, I have read that due to climate change, let me put it that way, we're likely to see a lot more zoonotic diseases. Or is it zoonotic diseases? I don't know that either. From ScienceDaily.com, this information: never before has a single species become the top predator on land and sea, and human dominance over the natural environment has caused shifts in world ecosystems unprecedented in the last 500 million years. That's according to researchers talking Tuesday. Human activity, they said, is leading to an international decline in the variety of plants and animals through extinction, as organisms not useful to human needs are killed off by ecosystem changes or over-exploitations. There's more on that in the Anthropocene Review, where they say the biggest immediate losers will be large predators like tigers and lions, while creatures domesticated by humans, including house cats, will thrive in the new world. As I say, more on that at Anthropocene Review. As floodwaters surge along major rivers in the Midwestern United States, a new study from Washington University in St. Louis suggests federal agencies are underestimating historic 100-year flood levels on these rivers by as much as 5 feet, a miscalculation that has serious implications for future flood risks, flood insurance, and business development in an expanding floodplain. This analysis shows that average high water marks on these river systems are rising about an inch per year. That's a rate 10 times greater than the annual rise in sea levels now occurring due to climate change. And that's a quote of Robert Criss, PhD, at Department of Earth and Planetary Sciences, and author of the study. I'm reading this from ScienceDaily.com, published this month. An advanced online issue of the Journal of Earth Science. The findings are important, he said, because many of the nation's flood control river levee systems are not engineered to withstand floods that rise much higher than the projected 100-year flood level. Any flood that rises even a few inches over the top of a 100-year levee has the potential to cause a catastrophic breach of the flood control system. From that radical rag, The Washington Post, President Obama and Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff, leaders of the Western Hemisphere's two most populous countries, released a statement Tuesday pledging each country to get 20% of its electricity by 2030 from renewable sources, not including hydropower. And I have to respond, so what? Germany is getting far more than its electricity from solar power, and it's exporting solar power, and that's today. And they want to do this by 2030? That's a cop-out. But returning to the WAPO, in addition, Brazil pledged to restore 12 million hectares, that's 46,000 square miles of its forests, about the size of England, by 2030, while it also pursues policies aimed at eliminating illegal deforestation. Also on Tuesday, China extended and solidified climate commitments made in November by releasing its own emissions reduction target in anticipation. Get this, they say the world's largest emitter, that's China, pledged to reduce the amount of carbon emitted relative to the size of its economy by 60 to 65% by 2030. That sounds a lot better than 20% to me. That number for you to call to tell Oregon Governor Kate Brown to free marijuana prisoners. Come on, do it on the air. Take a stand. I borrowed that from Criss, I guess. Criss won't be here today. She's doing Criss things, and it'll be flashpoints at 10. But at 9:30, it's Per Fagering, who will have more on the crisis in Greece. I'll have a little bit on that. And he will have an entire interview, so you will want to stay tuned for that and so much more on KBOO Portland. number to call to comment and to call for Governor Kate Brown to release the marijuana prisoners, 503-231-8187. And Sunny's on the air.
Yeah, I am on the air, and I wanted to say something.
All right, say something.
I'm Indian, and I was just told the other day by a Christian person that I'm not supposed to use the word creator. I have to use the word God. So I got to say, there are many components of Christianity or the way it's been carried forward that I'm not jumping up and down with enthusiasm about it, because there's a lot of still heavy control freak narrow-mindedness certainly within it. I'm glad that gay people can marry, can love, and I hope that things get safer and better for gay people every day.
What, Christians got a copyright on Creator? This is a new thing?
No, they're telling me
is that like
I
Pepsi getting a copyright on uh-oh?
They're telling me I have to use the word God. I can't even use the word creator. I have to use their word from their cultural context. But that was one guy, okay? And I like the word. I like a good word coming from Confucius. I like a good word coming from Buddha. I like a good word coming from anarchists. I like a good word coming from you. I like a good word coming from Jesus. And just because I stand up for the Christian community and say, take care, beware, there's a big war going on out there between the devil people and the Christian people, doesn't mean that I'm blind to a lot of the junk that Christians have pulled. Be that as it may, and they've pulled a lot across time, I shall say. Be that as it may, the FBI says, according to the CBS News last night, that there have been over 100 church burnings per year from 2011 forward. They have not been only black churches that are burning. I do not believe that white evangelicals are burning down their own churches. I think that this is all part of a little bit of a war between the bad heart devil people, KKK, and other devil groups, and the Christians having their fights. And I do not approve of any people's path towards the Creator or away from the Creator or whatever the heck they're doing, being meddled with, being interfered with. As an Indian, we have not done that on this land. We did not have religious wars on this land. And all I'm trying to say in it is, as this trouble rises and rises, as the sparks go towards the sky, the greater turmoil of it that will spin out further, more intensely from it, could pitch us closer into a police state. So have tolerance if there is a church in your neighborhood, and even if you don't approve of the thinking of the people that are going in and out of that church, try to keep an eye on their church so it doesn't burn down, and let them have their way. Now we have the law in the land that hopefully will bring some more protection and respect to gay people that they deserve, but we have to take care and not be brought into any kind of further heavy hate.
All right, I hear what you're saying there. So let me ask you then, returning to the topic at hand, did you have anything to say about the, and I thank you for your comments, did you have anything to say about the amnesty for marijuana arrested?
Yes, I like that idea, and I will work on that idea, but I also like Michael's call to Joanne Hardesty's program, too, as I, in my opinion, I think more drugs is exactly what the power construct of this country, the corrupt power construct, wants in people's minds. They don't want people to think clear. They want people to get effed up on drugs, so I'm not crazy
about
that.
Well, thank you for
that.
Number to call, 503-231-8187. Thank you for that excellent call. And Don is next on there. So what do you say, Don? Is it time for marijuana amnesty?
Well, I haven't smoked pot in a long time. I used to smoke pot. But, in fact, I'm no longer going to smoke pot ever because I think it's bad for the lungs. I take it in the form of jelly beans.
All right.
Hey, listen, I got something to mention. On June 1st in Washington, D.C., the Savo Palos family, a man and his wife and their 10-year-old kid, were murdered. And prior to the murder, they were tortured for 19 hours. And they were white. The perpetrator was black. In Kansas City in March 19th, a 13-year-old white kid was doused with gasoline, and the black kids who did it were shouting, "You get what you deserve, white boy."
Oh, so you're saying that there's
unusual
that white people are in danger crimes. From black people? Is that where you're going with that?
These hate crimes occur consistently. Why don't you report those?
Well, because they're utterly insignificant, and because I know how to do statistics.
You know, you are such a phony.
Am I
a
phony?
A real phony. You know what? You know,
because I believe in mathematics. You know, mathematics is right up there with evolution in a lot of conservative minds. You know, I think that for Americans, a lot of especially Southern white evangelical Americans, facts are, optional.
Don't hang up. But that form of one-sided progressive liberalism really is a form of mental illness.
Oh, now, see, that's where you got me wrong. I'm not a progressive liberal at all. I'm a flaming anarcho-socialist.
And listen,
I'm also transgender.
These church burnings, we should consider the possibility that a renegade faction of this government is orchestrating.
Oh, how about considering the possibility that we have a hundreds-year history of white terrorism, and that we have death squads by name. We have the Nazis, we have the Ku Klux Klan, we've got the Southern Confederate States, and they have a list, thousands and millions of names long, of people who have been killed out of hatred for being black.
Teresa, what you're talking about is
utterly insignificant, and it's an attempt to cover that up. It's an attempt to say that white is right, and that nothing's happening, and that you never have to go back. You never have to pay war reparations because you're going to believe in all this bull instead.
Don't hang up. Listen, there is a national crime wave perpetrated by black racists.
No, there is not.
Ignore that.
There absolutely is not.
That.
No, you're just making up. I don't have to prove that you're wrong because you can't prove that you're right because the statistics have disproved you all along. And the fact is, it wasn't white people brought over here from Africa. So yeah, I am going to hang up on you, because this show isn't for broadcasting that sort of opinion. It's for letting it out. Sure, you gave your opinion. Good. Thank you very much. And I'm here to say that, and you know, you can call Lars Larson and get a long ride on that. he's a broadcaster on AM radio, and I think he's also on FM frequency. He's been around for a while. Not as long as I have. But the number here to call... to call for, and once again, I must ask the audience to respect the fact that I have asked for a certain topic when you call in, and you should stick mainly to that, please. You're welcome to comment on the show, but I'm asking you to call on Oregon Governor Kate Brown to release marijuana prisoners. That number is 503-231-8187, and James is on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, man, that guy was crazy. That was ridiculous. No, anyway, no, I believe, yes, that she should definitely call for amnesty. I called Joanne's show and talked about the same thing. I mean, we can't leave people languishing in prison now because, you know, we took away the Trump card of the police state. You know, They can't arrest people for something as ridiculous as just having like a little bit of pot on you.
I heard a top cop on another radio station yesterday being interviewed about legalization. You could tell he was quite upset, and he was trying to direct the conversation around how he could get more funding to bust people for the particulars. He wanted to be able to bust people for smoking in public. He wanted to pretend that there is this wave of marijuana appearing in the elementary schools.
Yeah, right.
And, it's just, you know, what it devolves to, you know, I don't entirely want to blame the cops for this. The cops act out really what we tell them to do. And the United States tell the cops, I mean, through movies, through television shows, over and over and over and over, we insist that the cops be absolute bastards to people of color and poor people. And they are.
Yeah.
We ask them to do it, and they do it. What? And the drug war, the Jim Crow drug war, as you say, has been the perfect vehicle for that. And so now we have grossly disproportionately, just terrifically, disproportionately, blatantly, you know, obvious to anyone who doesn't live in the United States who looks at the statistics, black people have been busted for marijuana, even though mostly white people smoke it. People need to be let out of jail. Now, if it's okay to have marijuana, then let's make it okay and let all those people out of jail and save all the money and stop being complete jerks.
Yeah, no, it's white folks, from what I understand, they're like 14 times more likely to smoke than people of color. Yet, I mean, if you look at our prison system, we're less than 6%. I can't remember. I think it's like 8% Hispanic statewide, 6% black statewide. But we have like over half the population of the prisons in Oregon is made up of people of color. So it's like, I mean, it's definitely grossly disproportionate. And I think anybody who says anything to the contrary is just, I mean, they've got Lars Larson's hand up their backside, really. I mean, same guy who's telling everybody that now that gay marriage is legal, now we should legalize polygamy, which I think we should. I think marriage is a legal institution. It was created to prevent white people from mixing with the races. It has nothing to do with, you know, anything else, but yeah, that's off topic. So. Anyway.
You speak quite illegal, though. Okay,
yeah,
thank you very much for that call.
Yeah, no problem. Have a great day.
Number to call on Governor Kate Brown for drug amnesty, for marijuana amnesty, let our people go, is 503-231-8187. 503-231-8187. Let our people, our fellow humans, our fellow Oregonians go from the prisons and the jails where they've been locked up for simple possession. That's got to end. And Don's on the air.
Hey, Teresa, I totally agree. We got to let anybody who's in jail for marijuana out today here in Oregon. And, you know, Kitsap, he let out all the, he removed the death penalty, which is probably the one good thing he did that I know about. So Kate Brown, she has precedence for letting him go. But, hey, I wanted to mention something about this guy said, He uses jelly beans instead of smoking it for his lungs. But the fact is, people who smoke pot who don't smoke cigarettes or use alcohol or other things have a 70% less cancer rate than people who don't smoke at all. So there's anti-inflammatories, there's antioxidants in the marijuana, which heals the body if you're not doing other things.
I hope that's right. Do you have a source for that?
Well, it is. You can go on the internet, put lung cancer in marijuana, and
okay.
Are preventing lung cancer and marijuana use.
It is the internet age, so everybody can check that.
And, I'm positive there's lots of articles on it.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling in. Speaking of burning, Prince Latina says the wave of fires in the Republic of Buryatia in Siberia moved about 2,000 hectares in the last 24 hours. Already covers 13,000 square kilometers. Actually, that information is about a week old. 29 sources were located in 11 districts in the outskirts of the regional capital. Lightning caused a raging fire that extends over 850 hectares in the natural reserve of Baikal. All through the mainstream media last week, we heard the same myopic litany. A massive wildfire outbreak ongoing in Alaska is not abnormal. Well, today, all pretends that there was anything normal about the 314 wildfires still raging throughout the state has gone up in a cloud of boreal forest tundra and thawed permafrost-emitted smoke. That's from Robert Scribbler at WordPress.com. He writes, as of 6:28 a.m. Alaska time, a couple days ago, 1,600,000 acres had burned in Alaska since the start of the year. And goes on to say that that's more than has happened before, and he writes, with more than 300 fires still active, it's pretty clear that the current fire season is an historic, unprecedented, record-shattering event. There are wildfires in California. There are wildfires in Washington, Canada, and as I just said, Siberia. Northern Hemisphere is kind of on fire right now, and these are very hot fires, which are burning right down to the tundra. Something to consider. But I am asking you to call in with your calls to Governor Kate Brown. Let's get something done here. Hello, Governor Kate Brown. Are you listening? We want marijuana amnesty. Recognize that the drug war is a Jim Crow drug war. Let our people go. Number to call, 503-231-8187. And Jackson's on the air.
Hi, thank you very much. You're amazing with your genius concerning that.
Thank you.
You've already gotten some interesting phone calls concerning this. A lot of cognitive dissonance going on, or there are people who are just completely. What's the word?
I want that. I don't want to preach to the choir. I want people who utterly oppose my point of view to listen, call in, and tell me what they think.
Well, see, the smart people of Portland especially, they just won't hear it, or they act like they won't hear it. Because now you're dealing with some hard truth here, okay? And you're touching the tip of a system that was very capitulant in basically creating the prison industrial complex for these young black men and these black men. All right? I mean, there were songs that came out in the 90s that said, "I got five on it." Remember that one?
How's it go?
"I got five on it." Remember that? Messing with that endo weed.
I am lousy with popular music, but go ahead.
Well, it was popular back then, and it was popular amongst the hip-hop. And I thought it was ironic, considering what was going on in Northern California. Okay? I would turn the TV on, and I would see our finest arresting someone with, I don't know, a smidgen of this marijuana. And then I would flip the tape, I would flip the channel. And then there was a special being done on Northern California and how these people were paying their mortgages off with it. All right? And I saw that cognitive dissonance. And I'm looking at this like, doesn't anyone see this? The disparity in what's going on with this drug war and marijuana?
Don't want to see it. I was just talking about that with my partner yesterday. When it comes to, and I was brought up Southern white evangelical, and so I get to put them down.
Yeah.
I own it.
I was raised a Bible Belt Christian from the East Coast, okay? And I didn't touch the stuff out of fear. Okay, I said, wait a minute. There's a direct stigma with marijuana. If anyone of the wrong color touched it under any circumstance, that's an excuse for these guys to say, "Oh, we got us a nigga. Oh, you know, blah blah blah." Okay.
Yep, that's what it's about. Jim Crow drug war.
Well, the depth of what you're talking about, I think it's going to go over the head of the majority of even your more progressive listeners, because there's too much money involved. And any type of title, any type of label we give ourselves as Americans, we're still Americans first. Whether we're whatever Christian sect, I look right past it. They're Americans. And what's America all about? Money. And that's how we're all capitulating.
Money for the super rich, yeah. None for you.
Well, no, what's he thinking about it? Now everyone's fighting to get to the top, and they're going to ignore issues that you just brought up concerning this.
Oh, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right about that.
So, I mean, there's a cynicalness. There are going to be those good people on your side who aren't going to hear it. And then the rest of the people who fall for the propaganda are going to immediately associate African-Americans with this drug and say, well, okay, we threw them in jail for having this stuff, but now we have to find an excuse to keep them there because this is a billion-dollar business.
It really is. And if I had more time, I would talk about
thanks
how to avoid arrests, and maybe that will be next week.
You're doing a great job. Thanks a lot. And you're the first individual who would even go there. All right? I mean, black people didn't go there is my point. You feel me?
Huh. Well, I do.
Have a good time. All right, bye-bye.
Thanks very much for calling in. And it looks like I am running out of press watch time this morning. So I just want to say thanks for tuning in to KBOO Portland. And coming up, it's going to be Per Fogering talking about the crisis in Greece. And, of course, you're going to get the KBOO version of that, not the glossing over. And I would like to express the opinion that it could well set off a derivatives firestorm. This has been Press Watch, transmitting to you via The terrestrial transmitter, 90.7 FM KBOO Portland, and via the World Wide Web to all the ships at sea.
Attention KBOO members, you are invited to give your feedback on KBOO's draft mission and vision statements. Based on member feedback from the recent survey and member retreat, KBOO board and staff members created draft mission and vision statements. Now we want to know what you think. This is your chance to help define KBOO's guiding principles and priorities. Visit KBOO.fm to review the draft mission and vision statements and submit your comments. Paper copies of the draft statements are also available at the station. Comments are due July 17th. If you have questions, please contact Monica Beamer at monica@kboo.org. Thank you for contributing to the development of KBOO's mission and vision statements and for your support of Community Radio.